This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 15. Gospel of John 15, 15. It says there, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." End of quote. Our today's insight comes from a section often called the Upper Room Disclosure, which is John chapter 13 to 17. During the last hours, Jesus spent time with his intimate and beloved friends called disciples. Many things happened during the last hours. He ate with them, observed the Passover, instituted the new covenant based on his blood. He promised to send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, in his absence, encouraged them and gave them valuable instructions about what they should do and what they should look for in the future. After this upper room disclosure, he willingly and boldly went out to fulfill the purpose for which he came to this earth. Betrayal, arrest, rejection, and death on the cross as a once-for-all sacrifice for people's sin, to pay the ransom for our sins. In this heart-to-heart conversation with his friends, Jesus said he would not call them servants. Why? The reason is a servant does not know master's business. Jesus said they are his friends because he had made known or revealed to them all the plans and purposes of God. He revealed to them everything he knew from his Father. He made known to them everything they should know. A servant would not know the secrets of his master. However, a close friend would. Dearly beloved, are you a friend of Jesus Christ? When Jesus becomes your friend, you become the most perfectly blessed person on the face of this earth. He will reveal all that God has in store for you and for this world. However, do you know he is more than a friend? He is the creator and eternal God who would meet all your needs and remove all your troubles and worries. He will walk with you in the troubled path and never leave you nor forsake you when you face trials and sufferings. Finally, he will take you to heaven to live with him forever at the moment of your death or when he comes back at the time of the rapture, whichever happens first. When he comes into your life, it changes all. You become a brand new creation and a person. The old is gone, the brand new life will begin. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is called born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. You are first born in the line of Adam. Now you ought to be born again in the line of Jesus Christ. First you are born into the home of your Father. Now you have to born again into Heavenly Father's home. First you are born earthbound. Now you are to born again heavenbound. Jesus begins his friendship when he calls a person and asks him or her to open the heart and life for him. Jesus called all of his first 12 disciples by their names. All throughout history, he called millions of people to become his friends. Beloved, Jesus calls you to become his friend. He says, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends." End of quote. Revelation 3:20. He knocks at the door of your life. Would you open the door? He will come into your life and become your friend. When he becomes your friend, he will make known all that you want to know. You would be filled with the knowledge of your Heavenly Father and his perfect plans. You would know how much he loves and cares about you. He would reveal his eternal truths and guide you into all the truth by giving you his Holy Spirit. He would show what is in store for the future, and he would protect and guard you like a close and intimate friend would do. Moreover, he washes away all your sins, imperfections, and mistakes happened, and makes you a brand new creation, fully justified and sanctified with God. Friend, you are reconciled to God. and you would enjoy all He has in and through your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to know and experience your love, help, and care in my life. I want to become a friend of Jesus. I accept your invitation now to become your friend. I want to experience all your goodness and blessings in my life. And I want to live with you in heaven all through the eternity. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again in my place for my sins and mistakes. Please forgive my sins and make me a brand new person now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, grace, and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.